Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Presiding Judge Nawaf Salam of the United Nations highest court said on Friday that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and settlements there are illegal and should be withdrawn as soon as possible in its strongest findings to date on the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Lucy Fielder from Reuters reports.
The advisory opinion by judges at the International Court of Justice, or ICJ, also known as the World Court, was not binding. But it carries weight under international law and could weaken support for Israel. The court said Israel's obligations include paying restitution for harm and the evacuation of all settlers from existing settlements. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said in a statement, "The Jewish nation cannot be an occupier in its own land." Israel's foreign ministry rejected the opinion as fundamentally wrong and one-sided. The World Court said the UN Security Council, the General Assembly, and all states have an obligation not to recognize the occupation as legal, nor render aid or assistance towards maintaining it.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The worldwide technology outages caused by CrowdStrike will take time to repair. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got, obviously, hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved. All of these systems need manual interaction to fix them. We're probably talking millions of computers.
They're going to be deaths because of this. It's inevitable, Bohr adds. We've got so many systems tied up. I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News. A Russian court has convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on espionage charges. VOA Steve Miller has more as the reporter is sentenced to 16 years in prison.
The conclusion of Gershkovich's swift and secretive trial in a country's highly politicized legal system perhaps clears the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny the charges. State Department deputy spokesperson Verdant Patel on Thursday declined to discuss negotiations about a possible exchange and said, quote, "We have been clear from the get-go that Evan did nothing wrong and should not have been detained," end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin hinted earlier this year that he would be open to swapping Gershkovich for Vadim Krasikov, a Russian serving a life sentence for the 2019 killing in Berlin of a Georgian citizen of Chechen descent. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A large blast from a drone attack rocked central Tel Aviv early on Friday, killing one person and wounding several others, according to Israeli emergency services.
I just moved to Tel Aviv in a hostile hotel that has the casualty from who works there. I knew very well and spoke to him every day, Evgeny, and it's pretty sad that he's dead.
The unmanned aircraft did not trigger air raid alarms, and residents told Reuters that they were woken up by a loud noise. The Israeli army said an initial investigation suggests the strike was made by a long-range Iranian-made drone flying from Yemen. Yemen-based Houthi militia claimed responsibility for the attack. There's a delay in implementing the new Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments to be posted in every state public school classroom. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The delay until at least November was agreed to by the state and by parents of various religious backgrounds who are suing against the Christian symbol being placed in classrooms. They say it violates First Amendment language forbidding the government from establishing religion. But backers of the law say the Ten Commandments belong in school since they are a historical part of the foundation of U.S. law. This delay allows more time for the courts to rule on the litigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nguyen Phu Trong, General Secretary of Vietnam's ruling Communist Party and the country's most powerful politician, has died following months of ill health. He was 80. Trong had dominated Vietnamese politics since 2011 when he was elected party chief. During his tenure, he worked to consolidate the Communist Party's power in Vietnam's single-party political system. Born in 1994 in Hanoi, Trong was a Marxist-Leninist ideologue who earned a degree in philosophy before becoming a member of the Communist Party at age of 22. He viewed corruption as the single gravest threat in maintaining the party's legitimacy. I'm Alexis Strope.